Hello, Internet, and welcome back to Anchor Devotionals. I am your host, Krista, and today's episode is called It's More Than Just Praying. Today, we'll be reading from Psalm 34, 4-7, the NLT version. In Psalm 34, 4-7, it says, I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. He freed me from all of my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. So I don't know about you, but I face difficult times quite often. And when I start going through the motions and my mind starts going off in different directions, the first thing I'll do is look for every possible solution for every possible problem. And I know, this sounds super crazy, and honestly makes me feel like there's no right thing to do, or that it never really solves anything. It becomes exhausting. So if you've ever felt this at one point, I totally get it. And so, what now? What's the next thing? The problems aren't going away, so what do I do now? And this is where I become desperate for an answer. And in today's verse, it says, In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. When there's nothing left to do, there's only one thing left to do, and that's praying. Some of you might be thinking, that's easier said than done, or how will that really fix any of my problems? And truthfully, it will still feel like your problems are big because prayer isn't something you do to get automatic results. And trust me, if that were the case, I don't think any of us would have any problems right now. And things would be fixed and we'd move on. We wouldn't need to express our dependency on anyone or anything because, well, problems would solve themselves. But that's not true. Problems don't always fix themselves. And sometimes not doing anything about it can make it worse. Which is why we need prayer. Prayer draws us closer to God, and that act of drawing nearer to God expresses our dependency on God. It connects us to Him that when we go through times of fear, discouragement, and shame, the Lord is available. Now, if you find yourself asking, how do I even know He's listening to me? Well, let's go back to verse 6. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened, and He saved me from my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. He becomes our guard. He surrounds us and defends us. So maybe it isn't just about praying for solutions or praying for answers. It's so much more. It's about praying because we know we are being heard, praying to be saved, praying because we know God can protect us from harm, praying because when more difficult times come, He surrounds us. God confirms that He's listening to you because He will do all of these things for you. So as you go on through the rest of the week and find yourself worrying about maybe an exam, a due date for a project, a payment that's coming up, a doctor's visit, or even on your morning commute to work, let's start praying. And know that He is a God that listens. And just in case you think like, oh, I don't know how to pray or what to ask for, just know that there is no right way to pray. There's no template to follow, and there's no set of rules. It's your relationship with God that you are building. Just pray with an honest heart, and know that when you seek God, He's got you covered. And I just want to take this time to pray for you all. So if you want to just bow your head, close your eyes, if you're driving, probably don't do that, but just listen. The blessing is still yours. So let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your presence today. We ask that You be with us throughout this coming week and remind us that You are our strength and our provider. I pray for anyone listening that is going through a difficult time that You comfort them and let them know that You are listening to them and guarding their hearts. Lord, we love You and we praise You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.